Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680. Giants baseball coming up. We're joined by one of the top relief pitchers on this team, and that is Derek Law. Derek, nice to have you with us.
It's great to be here on this rainy day, huh?
Boy, you never know what's going to happen in Arizona, but, you know, we need rain all over the world eventually, so we do get it down here, too. But you had quite an offseason. Let's hear a little bit about it. You're, number one, turning into a rock star, but first of all, a great trip, a great wedding, a honeymoon, and everything else. Let's bring the fans up to date.
The wedding was perfect. You can't really ask for much more. We got a little rain, but I think they say it's good luck on your wedding day if you get a little bit. So wasn't too much, not like this. And then we went on the honeymoon to the Maldives, which is in Southeast Asia. Had a pretty long trip to get there, but it was well worth it. If anybody has a chance to go there, I'd definitely suggest going there. It's a once-in-a-lifetime trip, that's for sure.
All right. Now, I'm not a Jeopardy expert in geography, but where the heck are the Maldives, and what are they?
It's like Southeast Asia. Like I said, they're like little islands. It's like an island chain. It's like its own, country. And there's hundreds of islands, and you can go there, basically. I guess people just go there to vacation. And we wanted to do the whole Bora Bora thing, but we saw that it was the rainy season in January in Bora Bora. So we looked for something close to it, and we ended up picking that. And, you know, it ended up being way more than we even expected.
Wow. So highlights of the country. Tell us a little bit about what the country was like there.
Well, it's just a little island. So the island that we were on, we just had three big restaurants, and you know, you could walk to end to end of the island, you know, music at night. But what was really exciting is we had layovers in Dubai. So on the way back home, we stopped in Dubai, and we had a whole day layover. So we ended up doing a city tour of Dubai, you know, saw all the buildings, you know, all the architecture, stuff like that. It was a long trip. It was a long trip, so that it was kind of nice to, you know, separate it with that.
Oh, very good. Good to hear from Derek Law. All right, let's talk about Dubai just a little bit. Maybe what, you know, talk about the architecture, but something maybe you didn't expect to see or something when you explain Dubai, what comes up?
You think they're really conservative over there. I mean, we were kind of nervous going over there, you know, how you're supposed to dress and stuff like that. And basically, they don't really care that much, which I didn't know. You know, we were looking up all this stuff, like how you should dress. You know, for the women, it's different because they have to cover themselves up and stuff like that. But really, you really don't have to. So I guess, I don't know if it's kind of a, I guess that's if you're Muslim. So I'm not sure. Definitely learned a lot over there. Our tour guide was amazing. I forget his name, but he was riding us around the city the whole day and just like basically giving us all the information, all the background of the city and, you know, their heritage and stuff like that. So it was really neat to learn about that.
Boy, terrific. A lot to talk about in the bullpen this year without Javi Lopez around. You may be the guy to bring up all these kind of subjects. So now you're back, and of course, Fan Fest was fun for you. And I know you get together with BD and all this stuff and the rap music and everything. Bring us up to date on your musical career.
I definitely don't have the musical career. I think I'm just his hype man for now. Everybody wants me to do the rapping, but I'm just the hype man. I just do the chorus and stuff sometimes.
All right. Now, do you have experience with this, or is this something new for you?
Like rapping and singing? No. I do karaoke every once in a while. If you want to catch me in San Francisco, it's Silver Cloud Karaoke. Me and George are usually there. I don't know what the days are. He has certain days where he does it, but you know, every once in a while we like to go have fun, and I guess that's my thing. I guess I like karaoke, and I don't know.
That's great. Come on, anything to upbeat and have fun, that's what you like to have.
Usually it's not out in the open like that at FanFest, but I was in the group with Hunter Pence, and he's going to have the fans boo me if I didn't do it, and I didn't want that. You got to give the fans what they want, right?
Absolutely. They pay the freight.
Yeah.
Derek Law with us. Mark Melanson is a new guy for you in the bullpen. Did you know him at all before he got here, and maybe your impressions of him?
I didn't know him personally. Obviously, I knew of him. I was a huge fan when he was with the Pirates because I would come back from the minor league season, and I'd go to Pirates games, and I'd watch him close games out for them. So, I mean, I always admired how he throws. So I would watch him throw, and I kind of could relate to him. Obviously, not the cutter, but, you know, the way his curveball moves and just how he goes at guys and attacks hitters. I just always admired that. So when he signed, actually, after the postseason game against the Cubs when we lost, I ran into Pedro Gomez at a local bar, ESPN. And we were just talking. I was like, I really hope we sign Mark Melancon. He's like, oh, we actually have a family friend. Like, they had a connection somewhere. And he was like, you want his number to text him? I was like, I mean, yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to text him, but I don't want to be that guy where he's like, hey, who's this weirdo texting me? So I got his number. I actually had it throughout the whole offseason, never texted him. And then, you know, right when he signed, I knew he was going to get blown up. So I didn't want to. I waited a little bit. I waited a couple days. And I texted him, long text, you know, hey, just been a huge fan of you. I'm happy you're with the Giants. It's great to have you as a teammate. I can't wait to pick your brain and stuff like that. And about 20 minutes went by, and I'm like, oh man, this guy's not even going to answer me. Like, I don't know who he is. You know, I mean, now that I know him, I wouldn't have expected that. But 20 minutes later, phone call. Mark Melancon comes up on the phone. I'm like, no way, he's actually calling me right now. I know I'm around all these guys every day, but it's still surreal. Like when you're talking to Buster and Bum and all those guys, for me, it's just like, it's crazy that I'm here. It's unbelievable. But, so he calls me. He's like, hey, Derek, Mark. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? And we talked on the phone for maybe like a half hour. He was saying, you know, I was like, I'm getting married. Yeah. He's like, what do you got going on? And throughout, like, where I was going for the honeymoon, he was like, oh, I always wanted to go there. Like, he's actually heard of it. And I guess he's a big adventure junkie, kind of. He's like, I want to hear all about it. I mean, this, and basically the first thing I got out of it was, like, he just wants to win. And he, you know, he's acting like a rookie getting called up. You know, like, that's kind of how I felt. Like, you get called up and you just want to win. Win, 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 win. And that's all this guy wants to do is win a World Series ring. And it just fits right in with the Giant way. You know, you come into spring training, you expect to win a World Series.
Yeah. Boy, great story. And my impression of him is very much like yours. Very cordial. Wants to fit in, no ego, and understands that. And you know something, you know, look, you're still a young guy in the bullpen. It's nice to have a guy like that around to talk to.
Yeah.
Especially
as a right-hander. Especially a guy like that with the accolade. I mean, it all speaks for itself. But you lose guys like Javi, Sergio, Santiago, and Jeremy the year before, you know, the core four. And you kind of look to fill that void. They're irreplaceable. Don't get me wrong. They're irreplaceable guys. All those rings, all the experience, you can't replace that. But you bring in a guy like that, and it kind of fills the void a little bit.
Yeah. No, it does. All right. For you, this could be a big year for you. I mean, you know, Tommy John is something in the past. We don't really think about it anymore. But it takes a couple of years to get that arm strength up to where they can use you and use you and use you. This may be that year for you.
Hopefully. I mean, I felt towards the end of the year last year, it was kind of like that. It was kind of getting into that. Obviously, I went down, and you know, basically my arm was pretty tired.
Yeah.
I wasn't used to that 162 games.
Yeah.
It was just a long season. So now preparing for that grind, I can prepare for that. So it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I really hope that it turns out the way I expect it to turn out, because, I mean, I'm feeling pretty good this spring. Basically, my goal is just to stay healthy.
Yeah. And I think you learned a lot last year because, you know, you pitched up in the zone and you got blasted.
Yeah.
And you had to bring the ball down. You changed your repertoire a little bit. I think you learned a lot last year.
Yeah, one of the main things for me was, you know, taking away from Johnny the quick pitch.
Yeah.
Early on, it was tough to get, you know, the balls up a little bit when I first started doing it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just had to get the timing right on that. And it takes practice. You know, it was the first time I've ever done that.
Yeah.
And then once I got the hang of it, you know, it kind of helped me take off a little bit. And, you know, I had one of the better ERAs I've ever had in professional baseball. And I kind of owe it to that and, you know, talking to Johnny about that.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. I really tell you honestly, I think this is going to be a big year for you. You know, when you first came up, we looked, you know, 5 walks, 150 strikeouts. You remember all those numbers that said, who is this guy? And then the injury and coming back. But I think this is good experience, and I think you're ready. I really do.
Not only me, I think the team's ready. I think we came in, we're coming in hot. We're coming here with a purpose. You know, every day we go out on the field with a purpose, and you know, we want to win a World Series. Yeah. I think it was a bitter loss last year for me, and I know for other guys. You know, they talked about it, and I'm sure a lot of guys didn't really want to watch that World Series. I know I didn't. I might have turned on like the ninth inning of Game 7 just to see a good game, but it was still kind of a bitter feeling. And yeah, that kind of sits with you all off season, at least for me. And you could see it in other people's eyes. You know, for me, I think I keep saying it, but June's kind of circled on the calendar when we play the Cubbies. That's for sure. It should be a good series.
Oh, very good. Pleasure to have you on. That we're going to have fun this season together. You're a bright spot in this organization, and the fans of San Francisco understand it. So I appreciate having you on.
Yeah, thanks, Marty. Congratulations on the 20 years.
Hey, come on.
How about that?
Who would have thought that was going to happen? I'll tell you, not me. I'll tell you, when I did the first show, I said, well, this is interesting. And 20 years later, I'm still sitting here.
Unbelievable. That's crazy. Congratulations.
Thank you. All right, that's Derek Law. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.